What problem does AutoGluon, Multimodal, AutoML aim to solve in the field of AutoML?
AutoGluon, Multimodal, AutoML aims to solve the problem of the scarcity of dedicated open-source AutoML toolboxes tailored for multimodal learning with foundation models. It addresses the gap in the AutoML community regarding unified frameworks capable of handling diverse modalities and tasks seamlessly. AutoML specifically targets the challenges of automating processes through unified data format processing, APIs, model design, and training workflow for multimodal inputs, including image, text, and tabular data. It streamlines the fine tuning of foundation models on domain-specific data with just 3 lines of code, enabling users to effortlessly fine-tune foundation models on multimodal data without the need for extensive manual intervention or expertise. AutoML supports a wide range of modalities and tasks, such as classification, regression, object detection, semantic matching, and image segmentation, providing a comprehensive solution for practitioners seeking automated solutions across various modalities and tasks.
How does the unified data pipeline in AutoML handle different data modalities and processing tasks?
The unified data pipeline in AutoML handles different data modalities and processing tasks by employing a pandas data frame to consolidate various data types, including images, text, and tabular data. The data frame organizes data into a two-dimensional table, with rows representing individual samples and columns representing features. Each field within the data frame can accommodate different data types, such as numeric, categorical, text, image paths, byte array images, or base64 encoded images, allowing users to provide AutoML with multimodal data frames containing any combination of modalities. The data pipeline comprises components such as Lightning Data Module, Torch Data Loader, Torch Dataset, a modality detector, a data preprocessor, and arbitrary data processors. The data preprocessor handles model-agnostic tasks like filtering non-informative features and normalizing numeric data, while data processors cater to model-specific processing requirements. The pipeline also includes data collator functions to aggregate process samples into mini-batches for model consumption. Data processors are responsible for per-sample processing, including data mentation and multi-field processing. Numeric fields are concatenated into a single vector. Categorical fields are encoded separately using TorchNN. Embedding and image processing involves mentation, tensor conversion, and normalization. Text data undergoes tokenization, with each text field tokenized separately and concatenated into a unified token sequence. The pipeline ensures efficient handling of diverse data modalities and processing tasks by abstracting commonalities and providing a streamlined approach to data preprocessing and model-specific processing.
What are the primary theoretical or practical benefits of using AutoML compared to existing AutoML frameworks?
The primary theoretical and practical benefits of using AutoML compared to existing AutoML frameworks lie in its ability to efficiently handle multimodal learning tasks with foundation models, its comprehensive support for diverse data modalities and advanced tasks, and its user-friendly interface. AutoML is designed to seamlessly manage multimodal inputs, including image, text, and tabular data, in a unified framework with just 3 lines of code, making it highly accessible to both technical and non-technical users. Unlike existing AutoML frameworks that predominantly focus on basic classification and regression tasks for tabular data, AutoML supports a wide range of modalities such as text, image, and tabular data, facilitating tasks like object detection, semantic matching, and image segmentation. This versatility allows practitioners to tackle complex real-world problems that involve multiple modalities efficiently. Additionally, AutoML leverages foundation models pre-trained on extensive datasets, enabling practitioners to achieve state-of-the-art results across a diverse array of tasks without the need for extensive manual intervention or expertise. Overall, AutoML's ability to handle multimodal learning tasks, its support for diverse data modalities and advanced tasks, and its user-friendly interface make it a comprehensive and efficient solution for practitioners seeking automated solutions in the field of AutoML.
How is the training process in AutoMM optimized for efficiency and resource utilization?
The training process in AutoMM is optimized for efficiency and resource utilization through several key strategies. Firstly, AutoMM employs a default hyperparameter setting that has been predetermined through offline search across diverse benchmark datasets, ensuring reasonable performance on new datasets without the need for further hyperparameter optimization. This approach differs from other AutoML toolboxes that often require training and evaluating numerous models, which can be resource-intensive. Additionally, AutoMM leverages parameter-efficient fine-tuning techniques, PEFT, such as BitFit and LoRa, which optimize a tiny fraction of pre-trained weights or introduce lightweight structures on top of fixed pre-trained models to reduce memory footprint and training time while maintaining performance. This helps in mitigating the challenges posed by the rapid expansion of foundation model sizes. Furthermore, AutoMM supports distributed training, multi-GPU or multi-node, and low-precision training, default 16 mixed, further enhancing resource utilization by easing the burden posed by large models. By utilizing these strategies, AutoMM ensures that the training process is efficient, resource-effective, and streamlined for practitioners seeking automated solutions across various modalities and tasks.
What results were achieved in the experiments comparing AutoMM with other AutoML solutions in classification and regression tasks?
In the experiments comparing AutoMM with other AutoML solutions in classification and regression tasks, AutoMM outperformed AutoKeras significantly across 24 real-life datasets with various modalities, including tabular, image, and text data. The performance metrics reported were R-squared, F1 underscore weighted, and F1 for regression, multi-class, and binary classification tasks, respectively. AutoMM demonstrated better performance in all datasets with statistical significance, showing consistency and reliability compared to AutoKeras, which exhibited varying performance across different runs. AutoMM excelled in ease of use by automatically detecting modalities from datasets, accepting both image paths and byte arrays for image modalities without the need for additional processing, while AutoKeras required users to reformat data into NumPy arrays and explicitly specify modalities, introducing potential inconsistencies and errors.
What are the key features of the late Fusion architecture adopted by AutoMM for handling multimodal data?
The key features of the late Fusion architecture adopted by AutoMM for handling multimodal data include the integration of independent backbones for images, text, and tabular data, followed by a Fusion module, e.g., MLP or transformer layers for feature fusion. This architecture allows for scalability to accommodate arbitrary modality combinations. In scenarios where only a single modality is present, the Fusion module is bypassed, showcasing flexibility in handling different data types. Additionally, the late Fusion framework seamlessly enables the support for new modalities, ensuring easy integration with existing ones. AutoMM leverages popular model repositories such as Hugging Face, Transformers, TIM, and MM Detection to access a wide range of pre-trained models for different modalities, enhancing the versatility and adaptability of the late Fusion architecture. The late Fusion approach enables AutoMM to fine-tune foundation models on extensive pre-training datasets before adapting them to smaller downstream labeled datasets, ensuring alignment between pre-training modalities and downstream data modalities for optimal performance.